Why do you wear shaggy pants, Rick?
So that little kids in the second grade will have something to ponder when they go home to their mindless environments.
Do you have a lot of shaggy pants?
No, just one pair, actually, but I use them a lot.
Oh, I see. This must be the picture, then, that I have with you and your shaggy pants.
Where is that?
Is that it?
There they are.
How did you manage to jump up in the air so often like that? Is that a difficult picture to take?
Good question. No, it's not. You just sort of jump up, pull the feet back, thrust the hands out, and smile.
And how many takes did it take to get that one right?
Oh, four or five.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Easy. Yeah.
Great. So you're going to be appearing at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre from March 6th, or 12th to 16th, and you're going to be backed up with Harris Van Berkel, Connie LeBeau, and Andy Graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe do you want to tell me a little bit about the show?
Okay. I can't divulge too much because you know about top secrets in the entertainment business.
But, yeah, there are entertainment weasels who will steal your ideas.
Exactly. Basically what it is I've been out of music as a performer for almost a year now, doing theater productions, learning how to act. So now I'm chomping at the bit to get back into music. And basically what I'll be doing is clearing my throat, singing, and using a lot of the theater things that I picked up along the way.
Uh-huh. So you have quite a vast background in music. You were in a couple of bands, Pied Pumpkin and Pied Paris, the other
one,
right?
Yep, for 10 years.
Yeah.
Five albums, numerous miles on the road.
Yeah, looks like it. So that was in 1974.
That's when we started, yeah.
And it went up to 1981.
Well, no, it went beyond 81. We went, Pied Pumpkin released their last album. Pied Pear released the last album in late 82. And then just this year we released our kids' record.
Mm-hmm. And that one is called
Pied Pear Elementary. Yep.
And that's a children's tape.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that sell?
Well, it just came out, so I don't have the figures right now. I think we've gone cedar. But
as opposed to platinum.
As opposed to platinum.
What's the biggest one that you can go in Canada? Is it pine or something?
Pine, yeah, right. Spruce.
Okay, so tell me about how did the idea start for the show?
For doing this show?
Yeah.
Well, it was basically wanting to, after we did a show, I did a play called The Late Bloomer. And at that point, after it ran for 6 months, and around month four, I really started missing playing music, performing it.
Mm-hmm.
I play all the time. So I started deciding to put a band together, which was a pretty big project for me because I've been playing in one group for 10 years, and it was a duo.
Mm-hmm.
So the logistics were real simple. You just take everything and add one.
Yeah.
And knowing the mortality rate of bands in this world, it was quite a project to find out who I wanted. So I went to first to Andy Graffiti, who I've known for years and years and years, and is one of the premier drummers in this town.
That's
He's
for sure.
In every,
he plays with everybody and his dog.
Exactly. That's probably one of the bands.
Yeah.
I went to see him at the Commodore one night, playing with the Rockin' Fools, and just watching him, I went, yeah, I got to play with Andy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been one of those things where when we see each other, we go, hey, we got to get together and play something.
Yeah.
So I called him on it. He agreed to try. And then I went to Connie LeBeau, who I saw with another group, and just really enjoyed her style.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see someone as feminine as Connie just whacking away at the bass the way she does, it was a great visual.
Yeah.
So we did a demo tape with her and Robbie and Jerome Jarvis, drummer. So she was gung-ho for it. And then Harris Van Berkel, who is an incredible guitar player. He plays with Skywalk now at this point.
Yeah, I heard that.
But he's backed up, I could drop names all day.
Yeah.
And he actually said, hey, I hear you're putting a band together, and offered his services.
Great.
Which I readily took up.
So it's sort of like bees to honey, isn't it?
Yes.
You've got one good thing
You're
and everyone wants to jump
in. You're waxing poetic
on
me.
I know. Okay. So how about, tell me about the set for the show. Have you got a name for the show, or is it just called Great Scott, It's Rick?
Yeah, that's all it is. Now, you see, one of the things that I've been trying to do is figure out what to call the band.
Mm-hmm.
And every night the band comes up with a different name.
What kind of names have you come up with so far? I noticed from the other bands
Alphabet
that you've had.
Alphabet Soup?
Yeah.
How does that grab you?
Uh-huh.
That was what Andy said. He came back after a break at this place we were playing and went, how about Alphabet Soup? I mean, we do play everything, so,
yeah.
You know. And it's sort of like a bone to chew on over
yeah.
the years. We'll find a good name for it. It's basically Rick Scott Show.
I see.
And
so the other band members don't resent that?
No, they resemble it.
That's a good way of putting it.
They don't resent, they resemble.
Yeah. So about the set.
The set. I can't tell you. It's top
secret. Can you talk about
stuff.
This?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I wasn't going to talk about that originally, but the cat got out of the bag, and you know how the media is. They're looking for the angle. I'm not a cynical person.
You're
folks.
Making me feel terrible.
No. I told you I like you.
Okay.
I like this person, folks.
Good. So tell me about the giant pinball machine.
Yeah, I'm going to be unveiling the world's largest pinball machine at this show. Somebody had to do it, and I decided to take it on. It's it will involve everybody in the room. And
what do you mean, the audience as well?
Oh yeah.
Oh dear. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking big here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. This is larger than life.
How big is it?
Well, close your eyes out there in Radio Land and picture a pinball machine, and picture the size of the flipper. That's the little item that hits the ball. In this pinball machine, I am the flipper. That's how big we're talking here. So. We're going to be breaking new territory with the giant pinball machine. I'm hoping Guinness Book of Records will be there to record it.
It's not all machinery. It's more of a human element.
Well, yeah, there is human element. There is machinery. Andy mm-hmm. Graffiti is in the band. Is called the High Prince of Low Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be helping out quite a bit with the electronics of it. And it's, of course, pinball is applied physics, so all you UBC math students should come and check this out, too.
That sounds really interesting. So you've got... No, it
like
does.
The way you say that.
Honestly.
That sounds interesting, Rick.
Thought
what do you do in your spare time? Oh, I raise a family.
Yeah, you have a lot of little rugrats running around.
Yeah,
home,
well, they're not
you?
Little.
Well, I was quite surprised, actually. I didn't think you were that old, but you've got, let's see, the oldest one is 23?
Mm-hmm. Yes, folks, through modern science and medical techniques, you can have a family of five before you hit 30.
So, tell me about the song. I suppose this is going to sound like radio talk. I suppose this is going to be the hit for you. Is it Funk Anatomy?
Oh, yeah. Well, we thought, you know, we were looking for something that really said something, you know. And so Funk Anatomy. Funk Anatomy comes from the word funk, which is a Greek word meaning not spiffy.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
However, funk has, in the late 80s, has been changed to mean very spiffy. I mean, mm-hmm. disco, funk.
Breakdancing, stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm going with the old connotation. And anatomy being the human bod.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more or less a song of waking up in a funk. And there's no way you can explain it. It's just that way, folks.
Oh, I see. So it's more like a blue funk than a funk.
Yeah.
So talking about Bloomer, I see that you're thinking about, or maybe you are making a film about it.
Well, they
out.
Got the film rights out on it, and
yeah.
John Lazarus has been cranking out the screenplay.
Great.
And it it definitely would adapt well to the screen
because yeah.
it is a kind of universal.
Yeah, it is. It's a great play. I saw it. I really enjoyed it. I heard somebody tell me that some people who have about 30 years or 30-ish mm-hmm. were quite offended by it because they said it wasn't like that at all.
Well, yeah, I can appreciate them being offended. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, I like art that offends and engages and disturbs.
Makes you think about things, yeah. doesn't it?
Yeah, and as to whether it was like that or not, maybe for them it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But if we took a survey, they would be swamped.
Just, yeah, and tons of people who yeah. were. Where are you planning on filming this picture?
Hopefully in Kitsilano.
Oh, great.
Which is where the story originated from.
Yeah.
But it's this film I was working on last week, the director of that film saw the show 3 times and really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And though he isn't the one with the film rights, he was saying, well, if I was doing it, I'd do it in Berkeley.
Oh, really?
On the Hyde-Ashbury yeah. kind of thing.
I was going to ask you what you had for breakfast. You seemed quite pleased with yourself.
I'm glad you asked me, yes. In almost every morning now, I have apple pie for breakfast because I've gone into the pie business. my wife and I started
Are you serious?
Of course.
Okay.
Look in my eyes. Folks, look at my eyes. Do you think I'm serious? Of course I'm serious. My two youngest children were accepted into a clown school.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually out here at UBC, that is going to be rehearsing, training, and practicing for 2 years, and then they will probably go around the world. As clowns. It's a children's circus. And my kids already know how to unicycle and juggle real well. And
did you teach them?
No, they taught themselves. Well, one of my bands that I belong to is the Extraordinary Clown Band.
Yeah.
So they learned through some of the clowns in that band.
You were playing just a little while ago, weren't you, for a benefit?
Yes.
What was that for? I remember the name.
Oh, Siva.
That's right, yeah. That's for the I Bank, isn't
yeah.
it?
But yeah. also the clown band was featured in my TV special.
Which
Feet
was?
First.
Feet
Rick
First.
Scott, Feet First. So anyway, the kids tried out for it, and they got accepted, and then we found out that it was going to cost a huge amount of money
uh-huh.
to put them through clown school for 2 years. And I've done some pretty low things in my life for money, creatively speaking, as an artist. There's a few Spaghetti Factory commercials floating around, which... things like that. But I don't
the
like...
The pharma safety.
Yeah, right. And thank God they're there, because there have been times when, if it wasn't for the Spaghetti Factory, we'd be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like it. So I didn't want to have to go out and hustle myself that way to make
yeah.
the money to da-da-da-da-da. So we decided to start a business, a family business, where everybody in the family was involved.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is not a great cook, but when it comes to apple pies, you just can't beat them.
Mm-hmm.
She makes the best. So we decided to start a company called the Piezo Electric Pie Company. And... I live in a cooperative, so we started making the pies and selling them in the cooperative and doing a lot of marketing research as to
yeah.
the best ingredients, the best recipes, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah. And we'll be featuring them at my concert during intermission. So from the sales that we get from the pies,
uh-huh.
we put my children through clown school.
You'll have them door-to-door soliciting. Would you like to buy a pie so I
How
can go to
clown
school?
How can you resist a child on a unicycle holding a pie?
Are they going to get down the steps?
Oh, you should see him.
Can they do that too?
I saw George go down the steps once, and I don't know if he meant to or if it was just, but he did it.
Did he stay vertical?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
It was only 3 steps, but that's a start.
And did he have a pie in his hand?
No, he hasn't actually done it with a pie in his hand, but he can unicycle with a pie in his hand.
So are you going to be actually baking the pies on the premise of the? No, this is intriguing. It is.
No, we will bake them and take them to the premises.
I see. Okay, so there won't be any kitchen fires at the Vancouver East Cultural Center next week.
No, we won't be doing that. We might have a few electronical fires, though.
If
the pinball machine blows up, yes.
What else is going to be coming up in the future for you?
Well, we're planning to record with this band.
Mm-hmm.
We're also planning a video. I've got another film project coming up next month that I'll be doing, acting in. Bloomer will probably resurrect either on the stage again or as film.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also writing a show with a woman named Connie Calder, based on some Brecht tunes. And I'm writing a Christmas show called The Clown of God. I've written it, and it will be the Arts Club will be doing that next Christmas.
And are you going to be appearing in that one too?
Yes.
And are you going to be the clown?
No, I'm not the Clown of God.
So, well, actually, I guess you could get your kids to come in and do it, since they're professional clowns.
Yeah. The story is the life of a clown. So we,
in Jerusalem or something like that, Bethlehem.
No, it's anywhere you want.
I never saw a clown in the nativity scene, so I'm just trying to figure out where that...
No, basically all it is a story of a little boy who has no mother or father, no home. And the way he makes his way in the world is he goes to the markets and juggles.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very, very old story.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, it's been an opera. It's been a book, three books. So he juggles, and then a traveling show comes through one day. He joins the traveling show, and he juggles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all he does, and he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he becomes famous, and he just juggles. And then he becomes passé, and he juggles. And he becomes an old man, and he juggles. And then he dies. And because he was true to his gift, that's how he meets God somewhere in there.
Oh, I see.
It's not, we got no dogmas on the leash or anything like that. It's basically just, if you have a gift and you use it without letting your ego jump all over it.
Yeah.
It'll see you through.
Sort of like you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rick Scott will be appearing in concert March 12th to 16th at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre, which is located at 1895 Venables out at Victoria Drive. And the show starts at 8:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And there's also a special kids matinee at 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
Is that a special price?
Yes,
oh,
I believe
great.
It is.
So,
and adults must be accompanied by a child. We find they get too rowdy.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to go dig one up, I guess. And
well, look, I've got a few.
I want one of the ones that
if you
juggles.
Don't have your own kid, please phone me and I will arrange a child to take you to the show.
Can I have the one that works for the Guardian Angels?
Yeah.
Then I'd be safe walking in there.
That's true.
For ticket reservations, I guess this is a good number to give. You can call the VECC at 254-9578 and you should go out, see the show, buy a piece of the pie.
Are you going to go?
Yes.
Good.
I'm going to be out there eating pie all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess now we're going to be able to listen to the song called Funk Anatomy. Bye.